Report: FBI fears MS-13 gang may join violent Venezuelan gang to terrorize New Yorkers thanks to open borders. By John Binder on February 13, 2024. Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI. Agents fear there may be an alliance brewing between El Salvador's MS-13 gang and Venezuela's Tren de Aragua that would see New Yorkers terrorized by crime sprees, fueled by the porous southern border. According to an FBI agent who spoke to the New York Post's Isabel Vincent, members of Tren de Aragua have exploited President Joe Biden's policies at the United States-Mexico border that help release thousands of illegal aliens into American cities every day. As a result, the Venezuelan street gang has massively grown its ranks across the sanctuary city of New York City, particularly in the Bronx. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Breitbart News reported last year, allowed top leaders of Tren de Aragua to live in a VIP-style prison and even escape in many cases. Among those prison escape instances is Hector Guerrero, the leader of Tren de Aragua, whom law enforcement officials have warned may be now living in the U.S. after illegally crossing the southern border. The FBI is worried that with Tren de Aragua's growing membership in New York City's five boroughs, the gang may ally with the MS-13 gang of El Salvador to carry out violent attacks, robbery sprees, and other illegal activities. Recently, Franco Alexander Peraza Navas, a 30-year-old illegal alien from Venezuela, was arrested by the New York City Police Department, NYPD. According to police, Navas is the ringleader of a local gang that is responsible for multiple robberies, shoplifting incidents, and a scheme that sees illegal aliens grabbing cell phones off New Yorkers to hack their bank accounts. A recent incident included a 62-year-old female New Yorker being brutally dragged down a Brooklyn street by two Venezuelan illegal aliens in an attempt to snatch her phone off her. Navas reportedly told the NYPD, according to the Post, that in a million years, I never thought you'd catch me. I've been going to Miami every 3 weeks and it's much bigger than me. Suggesting that the robbery gang made up of Venezuelan illegal aliens is operating across numerous states. Last week, seven illegal aliens from Venezuela were arrested in New York City for the cell phone robbery scheme. Likewise, a 15-year-old illegal alien from Venezuela was arrested this week by the NYPD after shoplifting in Times Square and shooting a female tourist. The recent arrests come as NYPD officials continue to track down more Venezuelan illegal aliens who were reportedly involved in an attack on officers in Manhattan that was caught on camera and garnered national attention. Watch video. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.